I want to thank all of you for coming, and my birthday was actually January 7th, but I held off having a celebration for it until my very good friend David Hikes could be here, because I wanted to do something just a bit different and give back something. Well, I'm speechless, and that's unusual. Thank you. I will be reading some poetry from Rumi, from Robert Francis, from Coleridge, from Kabir, and others, Rilke, and some surprises, I guess. And David will be singing and chanting, and we've been working together on this material. Of course, this is a living performance.
Friendship is an amazing form of love.
Four Tao philosophers, as cedar waxwings, chat on a February berry bush in the sun, and I am one. Such merriment and such sobriety, the small wild fruit on the tall stalk. Was this not always my true style? Above, an elegance of snow. Beneath a silk blue sky, a brotherhood of four birds. Can you mistake us? To sun, to feast, and to converse, and all together. For this, I have abandoned all my other lives. What if you slept? And what if in your sleep you dreamed? And what if in your dream you went to heaven and there plucked a strange and beautiful flower? And what if, when you awoke, you had the flower in your hand?
Thank you.
Two roads diverge in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. I came out alone on my way to my tryst. But who is this me in the dark? I move aside to avoid his presence, but I escape him not. He makes the dust rise from the earth with his swagger. He adds his loud voice to every word I utter. He is my own little self, my Lord. He knows no shame. But I am ashamed to come to thy door in his company.
Yeah.
I live my life in growing orbits, which move out over the things of the world. Perhaps I can never achieve the last, but that will be my attempt. I am circling around God, around the ancient tower, and I have been circling for 1,000 years, and I still don't know if I am a falcon or a storm or a great song. You see, I want a lot. Perhaps I want everything. The darkness that comes with every infinite fall, and the shivering blaze of every step up. So many live on and want nothing, and are raised to the rank of prince by the slippery ease of their light judgments. But what you love to see are faces that do work and feel thirst. You love most of all those who need you as they need a crowbar or a hoe. You have not grown old, and it is not too late to dive into your increasing depths where life calmly gives out its own secret.
Ooh.
Are you looking for me? I am in the next seat. My shoulder is against yours. You will not find me in stupas, nor in Indian shrine rooms, nor in the synagogues, nor in cathedrals, not in masses nor kirtans, not in legs winding around neck, nor in eating nothing but vegetables. When you really look for me, you will see me instantly. You will find me in the tiniest house of time. Kabir says, student, tell me, what is God? He is the breath inside the breath. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Delicious impressions of a four-year-old boy waking up alone to the mysterious smells of the warm, perfumed wind blowing gently through the shadows of dancing flowers just outside the partially open window, and to the comforting beats of big band jazz, and waiting in anticipation for his mother and father to return to the motel room from the jazz club just across this mysterious garden of flowers. I knew the very next day that it was a small garden. And yet somehow it seemed infinite that evening. Impossible to traverse with feet or senses. Perhaps my sense of these passing years began here, but I do not really know. There's much more to say, of course, but does anyone really know the whole story? Delicious impressions of the many books I've held in my hands through these passing years. Beginning perhaps with Uncle Wiggily, who wiggled himself into and out of frightening situations with ingenious regularity. And ending perhaps with the last revealing page of the as yet unfinished manuscript of my life. Each book, more often than not, throwing light on the shadow play of my hopes and fears, helping my thoughts break their bonds, and opening me to new perceptions of myself and the world. There's much more to say, of course, but does anyone really know the whole story? Delicious impressions of my relentless urge to merge with the unfathomable smiles, bodies, and souls of the wondrous women I've held in my arms through these passing years. A special few, not taken by their own beauty and power, helping me to understand that the heart of the matter is only revealed in the silent depths of an awakened heart. There's much more to say, of course, but does anyone really know the whole story? Delicious impressions of unconditional love while looking into the loving eyes of my son through these passing years. And gradually, learning how to look at myself afresh through the versicolored lens of his own expansive heart. There's much more to say, of course, but does anyone really know the whole story? Delicious impressions of exploring who I am and why I am here through these passing years. Gurdjieff, Advaita, the Tao, headlessness. All the wonderful teachers and teachings compassionately guiding me toward what they had discovered to be the light. And sometimes, due to its sheer brilliance, blinding me from the inevitability of my own real path, the path actually taken. There's much more to say, of course, but does anyone really know the whole story? Delicious impressions of turning pages, smiling faces, sexual passions and diversions, observations and remembering, working, playing, and enduring, thinking, feeling, loving, fearing, touching, tasting, and regaling, searching, writing, teaching, learning, smelling, singing, always exploring the ever-expanding edges of my own desires, creating new territories and new maps for inner and outer travel and discovery. And quietly, oh, so quietly, being called from some unknown place. Simple appreciation for the great gifts I have received through these passing years. There's much more to say, of course, but does anyone really know the whole story? Delicious impressions of the law of attraction at work, of how my being has attracted my life through these passing years. My many so-called problems, whether of body, mind, or spirit, often glimpsed now for what they are. Low frequency, fragmentary energies called into my life and given too much attention through a basic misunderstanding of who I really am and what I really want. There's much more to say, of course. But does anyone really know the whole story? Delicious impressions of the underlying oneness of the magical dualities of time and space. No matter what my thoughts tell me about my experiences of this life through these passing years, about how beautiful or ugly, how pleasurable or painful, or how real or illusory they were or are, I have faith now. A deep, steady feeling that it is all good. It is all God. It is all part of the lawful unfolding and embrace of great being. The agony and ecstasy of communion, of learning how to be here consciously at both the center and the periphery of the infinitely creative spaciousness and silence of what is sometimes called the Source, and which now I am sometimes blessed to recognize as who we really are. There's much more to say, of course, but does anyone really know the whole story? And now tonight, delicious impressions of this spaciousness, this silence, resonating with the uplifting vibrations of you, my friends, and of you, my love. Breathing, laughing, listening, walking, sitting, feeling, questioning, talking. All of us celebrating together the greatest miracle of all. The mysterious nowness of these passing years. The miraculous, loving presence that calls us home again and again and again. There's much more to say, of course. But does anyone really know the whole story?
Thank you.
Maybe David would bless us with one more song. Would you?
It would be an honor and a pleasure.
Would people like to hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just put this back down? Okay.
Not too hot?
We're in the hot seat, but we're not hot. We're in the love seat. We have all the vibrations coming up toward us.
Yeah.